Well, the trick about professional radio is to be excited about what you've just seen and to keep listeners listening. I tell you what, Ian Walsh, we have just seen a dire game of football, and that is putting it mildly.
Well, if they're real listeners, they'd have turned it off after 10 minutes and switched on something else. But that was it. Just but when I looked at the team sheet for Cardiff City, Simon, in all honesty, it's a mismatch of it. You know, there's so many individuals there. They're not playing for Cardiff City, they're playing for themselves. And it was such a disjointed performance. Yes, there was urgency at the end, but no quality. So, all well done to Shrewsbury. You know, they played as good football at times as Cardiff City. They've got the all-important goal. They're going through to the next round, and the issues for Cardiff City keep bouncing back at us.
This is a Shrewsbury team who not long ago lost 7-1 to Chesterfield, and that says a lot.
It says a lot when you consider you've got Manga, you've got Whittingham, you've got Makeda, Fabio, you've got Malone, Amiobi, all good players in their own right, but they're good players not playing as a team. And the little Shrewsbury side, they worked so hard for each other, and they've come here and they've got exactly what they've deserved.
We are so used to hearing boos directed at Russell Slade's direction, whether that's fair or not. Certainly a lot of the supporters who came past our Radio Wales booth here, and we're not too far away from where the tunnel is, the anger again was directed towards the Cardiff manager.
Well, of course, because he is the focus. He is the manager. But I say, keep saying to all these people, this isn't a Russell Slade issue. This is the way the football club is being run. The issue is the ownership, the way the club is being run. Russell Slade is trying to do... Look, listen, you know, Kenwyn Jones, for goodness sake, has gone off till the end of the season. They've brought Alex Ravel back in, right? He's been pushed out on loan, he's come back in and he started the game. You know, is he got a future here at the club or not? In my opinion, he hasn't, because they've drifted him out and they've allowed him to go on loan, and Kenwyn Jones. So for me, the club is slowly becoming the joke of the championship, you know. And but for a little bit of forward thought, a bit of open-mindedness, they're not far away from getting into the Premier League, you know. And a little bit of money spent, a little bit of determination in this month, you never know what could happen. But I just don't think that they've got the guts for it to want to push this club forward again.
The 500 or so Shrewsbury fans are making their way out of the Cardiff City Stadium. Congratulations to them, their team, a League One side, have come here and they've beaten a Championship team. That is what the FA Cup, I guess, is all about. Where do Cardiff go from here? There are those who will say, look, maybe the Cup is a distraction and maybe this is a good thing as far as the Championship running is concerned.
Too many people are too frustrated after watching Cardiff City play. And that is, yeah. And you looked at the 4,000 crowd today, 500 or 700 came down from Shrewsbury. So where are the 20,000 people? Where have they gone? You know, and I admit this is a stupid time to play a football match, 6 o'clock on a Sunday night. You know, the fans that have turned up here tonight have done it out because they're big Cardiff City fans. But even they're walking away, looking at me and looking so, you know, dejected. Where is this club going? To another performance. You know, I'll say it again, and I don't think it's improper of me to say it, the pitch is a joke for the club of this standard, you know, to try to knock the ball about on this pitch. But bottom line, it's all about players. The players have gone out there, they haven't moved the ball, and I'll say it again, they're good individual players, but collectively they were a non-existence tonight.
We don't see Vincent Tan. I may be wrong, I don't think Mehmet Dalman was here, or Ken Chu. I may be wrong in that judgment, but if those who run the club were standing right here now with us here on Radio World Sport, what would you say to them? What needs to happen?
They wouldn't have the guts to stand in here with the fans now, because where have they been all season? You know, I think one way or another, if everybody's going to realise this club is now going to be run on a shoestring and the expectation level is going to fall, and there's only one way this club will go, and that's further down. Or he's going to come out and say, right, I am going to invest in this club again. I'm going to have an opportunity. It's one way or the other. He's going to say, am I with this football club or am I not with this football club? Because from my personal viewpoint, he has lost his way with Cardiff City. I think he's just wanting to be a business that takes care of itself. I'm not ploughing any more money into it, and that's it. That's really a sad state of affairs, but I'm sure 90% of people agree with my viewpoint.
The irony is, then, and you made this point, they're not too far away from the playoff positions in the Championship. I guess that might say a lot about how tight and how close the Championship is at the moment. But from what you've seen, not just tonight, but over the course of the last few matches, few months, have they got enough to get back into the top flight, from what you've seen?
No. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nowhere near good enough to get into the top flight. It would have to take a lot more money to bring in new players, and I don't think it would be with Russell Slade. I don't knock Russell Slade. I don't think it's his fault. He's been asked to do a job with the money that he's been given, with the players that he's been given. He's been told to run the club on a budget. All decisions are taken out of his hands. So it's an ownership problem at this club. The players they've got at the moment are not good enough to get back into the... But with a little bit of foresight, bit of investment, this club could still have aspirations of going back up to the Premier League.